This is Dr. Dave, and in this podcast, we're going to talk about what goes around, comes around. In Greek mythology, there was a fellow by the name of Narcissus. It seems that Narcissus looked into a pool of water and saw his own image reflected back from the mirror-like surface. When he saw that image, he made the worst mistake of his life. He fell in love with himself. While it's true that you need to have a good self-image and positive self-esteem, you don't need to fall in love with yourself. Good, healthy self-esteem is part of God's positive plan for your life, but narcissism is not. The favorite word of people trapped in narcissism is me. Everything that happens in their world orbits around me. The focus of everything that they do is on me. The problem with this self-centered approach is that the more they focus on themselves, the less they focus on others and on God, who is the source of the love that they so desperately want. Narcissists live in a black hole. If they had their way, all of the love in the universe would be sucked into that black hole and focused only on them. Fortunately, God's love is the most powerful force in the universe, and it can never be sucked into the black hole of narcissism. Narcissism has the wrong focus. Instead of focusing on yourself, you need to focus on God's love, and you need to focus on other people. A prolonged inward focus makes you sick. The only way to have a healthy heart and mind is to have an upward and an outward look. The upward look connects you with God, and the outward look connects you with other people. Once you have connected with God's love, it's the outward look that makes His love flow like a mighty river through your life. God's master plan of love is elegantly simple. God will give you as much love as you're willing to pass on to other people. The love you send to others comes multiplied back to you. The more love you send, the better your life becomes. In fact, there's no limit to how good your life can become when you send God's love to everyone. Although God loves the world with an everlasting love, He needs you to spread His love around. You are an indispensable part of His master plan, and God is counting on you to do your part. Believe it or not, God needs you to accomplish His plan and purpose in the world. God's arms of love are your arms. God's heart of love is your heart. God's ears of love are your ears. God's voice of love is your voice. If you want to have a better understanding of God's master plan of love, you need to learn God's law of love. God's law of love is simple. Here it is. What goes around comes around. The love you send to others comes multiplied back to you. If you have a small amount of love in your life, it's because you sent out only a small amount. If you want to have more love, you need to send more out. God's love flows through an unseen pipeline. The flow goes from God to you, and then from you to other people. You control the flow by how much love you send out to others. God's love works best when you pass it around. It's after you pass it on that its power really kicks in. The more love you pass on, the more comes your way. The less that you send to others, the less that flows to you. People don't realize that when they send only a trickle of love to others, only a trickle comes back to them from God. What goes around comes around. People try to show their love for God in many different ways. Often their attempts are misguided and completely miss the target. Some people feel they must pray all the time or study scriptures for hours each day in order to show their love. Others feel the only way they can show God how much they love Him is to always be right and never make a mistake. They're trapped in perfection's web, and their spirituality has been reduced to the need to be right. Many people take a rigorous and disciplined approach to loving God. They have a long list of things that they must do and an equally long list that they must never do in order to demonstrate their love. Fortunately, God is patient and kind with His children. He's willing to overlook the absurd things that we do in our attempts to show our love. Loving God is easy, and anyone can do it. It's so easy that even a child can do it. Jesus said that unless you become as a little child, you will never enter the kingdom of God. You don't need to go to a special school to learn how to love God. You don't need to make a spiritual pilgrimage or talk to a guru to get it right. You show your love for God and you send your love back to God by loving other people. It's that simple. God must have loved ordinary people a great deal because he made so many of them, and you're supposed to love them too. When you love other people, the love that you send to them is reflected straight up to God. The more love you send to God through other people, the more love that passes through your life and the faster you are made whole. The love you send to others didn't originate in your heart. God put it there, and when you send it to others, God gives you more than enough to take its place. When God sends his love your way, it doesn't come as a trickle. It comes as a tidal wave. He fills your cup until it overflows. He keeps filling it until you have a clean mind and a pure heart, and then he fills it some more. The more you give, the more you get. The more you give, the faster it comes and the quicker your emotional problems are healed. The more you give, the sooner you become a whole person. God works in his world through the power of love, but he uses you to spread it around. God is so smart. He knew that most of us would like to sit in our easy chair and order up a tall, refreshing glass of his love. He knew how hard it is for people to escape from their narcissism and to start loving other people. He knew how much trouble it is for us to get involved in the problems of the world. Most of us would rather sit in our easy chair and make bun prints in the sands of time. That's why God made it impossible for us to receive love without sending it out to others. What a great master plan. God has an inexhaustible ocean of love that contains enough for everyone. God will give you all you need if you're willing to spread it around. If you don't send his love to others, you're going to die of spiritual thirst. And when you send his love to others, your cup will overflow. God's plans are elegant in their simplicity. Even a child can understand them. No one should ever die of spiritual thirst in God's world. There's plenty of love for everyone. You can have all the love you want as long as you send it out to other people. What goes around comes around. There is no limit to how good your life can become when you send God's love to everyone. Now I want to give you an affirmation that will push your life in a positive direction. God works in his world through the power of love, but he uses me to spread it around. God's arms of love are my arms. God's voice of love is my voice. God's heart of love is my heart. God gives me as much love as I'm willing to pass on to other people. When I send God's love to everyone, I become immersed in an ocean of love. What goes around comes around. There's no limit to how good my life can become when I send God's love to everyone.